some face, okay? And I hope that's not how you go soul winning. I hope you understand when you're at someone else's house, you kind of have to respect that you're at their house, you know? Okay. But anyway, you know, but one of the big differences I want to bring up too is that here's the thing about real life is that in real life, we're not being censored. You know, so we don't want to just get to where we're just relying everything on the internet because the internet's getting more and more restrictive. This isn't 2007 anymore. This isn't 2008 anymore when YouTube was the Wild West. Now it's getting more and more restrictive. And if you're relying on that to evangelize, you know, we need to have both. We need to be able to. And look, that's why I'm glad you're here tonight, physically in person, sitting in this auditorium, listening to this sermon right now. Because a lot of people are not even going to find this sermon. They're going to have a hard time finding it because it's going to be so censored of a sermon. Because, you know, I pushed all the wrong buttons. I talked about the vaccine. I talked about sodomites. And so that just, you know, this is not going to be a viral video on YouTube. It can't be because YouTube will shut it down. It can't be viral. Sometimes you just got to be there, you know. So 2 Timothy chapter 4, so we want to keep both alive, right? We want to do the internet ministry. We want to do the door-to-door ministry. We want to have the public services. We want to be firing on all cylinders. But look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee before God. I'm going to close on this scripture. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, it is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant. In season, out of season. If it's popular, preach it. If it's unpopular, preach it anyway. If they ban it, preach it anyway. Put it on a special website called banpreaching.com. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and watch this next phrase, the time when will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And you know, one of the things that it means here when it says they won't endure sound doctrine, it's saying like they won't put up with it. They don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to listen to it. Remember, reprobates don't even want to retain God in their knowledge, according to Romans 1. They don't want God's word to be preached. They don't want hard preaching to happen. It's not enough for them to just say like, well, I don't like it. I'm not going to listen to it. It's like, no, they won't endure it. They want to put a stop to it. They don't even want to be exposed to it. They want to shut it down. They want to shut your church down. They want to shut my church down. They want to shut down our social media platforms. They will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Notice they won't endure the preaching. They only want the teaching because they want it to be